bitch, come and get your rent paid. I got time for no drama, but today today. And my watch gotta be Presidente. You coming with me, I don't care what your friends say. Car, automatic, I don't whip it if it's average. And my bitch got status, and your bitch call static. God damn, and you niggas ain't worthy. She gon' kiss on my dick like a Hershey. Put it so deep, she like, baby, don't hurt me. Fucking rappers and athletes, she need a jersey. Always in a club, I can't love her cause she thirsty. And I'm watching everything, see them niggas lurking. And she in the back room working, working. Fucking on my lap and she cursing, cursing. Nigga like me, I don't show no mercy. When it get wet, feel like I'm surfing. You a bad bitch, come and get your rent paid. Ain't got time for no drama, but today to day. And my watch gotta be Presidente. You coming with me, I don't care what your friends say. You a bad bitch, come and get your rent paid. Ain't got time for no drama, but today to day. And my watch gotta be Presidente. You a bad bitch, come and get your rent paid. Slide to the left, slide to the left. Take a little step, slide to the left. Slide to the right, slide to the right. Move your pennies to the side, I be in it all night. Make a loyal bitch, unloyal. Tryna get up in my section, I don't know you.
Be gone.
Hey, nigga, them ain't diamonds, that's for you. Big platinum plaques, but they ain't for you. I'm a California nigga in a yellow Lamborghini. When I take off the top, take off your bikini. Hey, she a low freak, freak, let a nigga ski, ski. Beat it like Billie Jean, then I say hee-hee. Raw so wheezy, make it look easy. She gon' throw it back, I'ma catch it like a frisbee. Nigga like me, I don't show no mercy. When it get wet, feel like I'm surfing. You a bad bitch, come and get your rent paid. Ain't got time for no drama, but today to day. And my watch gotta be Presidente. You coming with me, I don't care what your friends say. You a bad bitch, come and get your rent paid. Ain't got time for no drama, but today to day. And my watch gotta be Presidente. You a bad bitch, come and get your rent paid. Slide to the left, slide to the left. Take a little step, slide to the left. Slide to the right, slide to the right. When your pennies to the side, I be in it all night. Slide to the left, slide to the left. Take a little step, slide to the left, slide to the right, slide to the right. When your pennies to the side, I be in it all night. Got it. Got it.
Verbose.xyz. Rocking it tonight for the 14th night in a row. Thank you for joining us tonight. I am your host, Miles Lillard, a.k.a. The Mad Scientist. Joining me tonight is my right-hand man, Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus. Thank you for joining us as well tonight. How you doing tonight, my friend?
Eh, another day, another dollar lost. Just like Donald Trump.
Oh, shit. How about them fucking 87 to 94 tax released forms?
Yeah, man. The idea of him being a successful businessman has just kind of got blown out of the water when most of your businesses fail.
In his defense, I feel that most businessmen or entrepreneurs, most of their ideas fail.
Yeah, but most of them don't, you know, turn themselves from a billionaire to a millionaire from their father's inheritance.
Isn't that the best way to become a millionaire?
Yeah, start as a billionaire.
Got it. That's fucking beautiful. But I don't know, like, I think in general, maybe not in Donald Trump's case, the whole deal is that, you know, you have to take a certain amount of risk. You have to take a certain amount of loss, and then eventually you'll be fucking all up in that shit making money. I think that the true tale, that would honestly give us a better perspective of things would be to see, you know, if like the last 10 years he had any gains on shit. What up, Ashley? Fucking hitting us up in Twitch. Thank you for joining. Fucking that's wife material out there. Love you, mean it. But I don't know. Like I think that okay, cool. We can look at, you know, from 87 to 94, and during periods of recession where he took major risks on spending, you know, millions of dollars to buy up other people's bad investments. What do those investments look like today? And I think that would be more pertinent to say, like, whether he's a bad businessman or not.
I agree that, you know, like, it doesn't show a complete picture. And, like, a lot of businessmen had failing ventures before they figured out how to get to success or, you know, learned from their failures. But in the same time period, I mean, because, you know, we have those tax records now, we know that Donald Trump lost more money than any other American in the same time period.
But, yeah, and wasn't that in, like, one And one single investment too. It was his Trump Airlines or something like that.
Yeah, his Trump Aerospace. Yeah, that never had got a flight off the ground and just went under, like $750 million in the hole.
Bro, I wonder if he has those Boeings saved somewhere, some like Boeing 767s or some shit. What fucking airstrip are those stored on, dude?
Yeah, does he like have one of those buried underground? That's like his personal office.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking, that would be the way you and I would do it if we were fucking, you know, if we were fucking business people and we had a bad investment on some like big fucking airline equipment, you could like deck that out and fucking fly that shit to the Black Rock Desert for Burning Man. Fucking keep people safe from all the fucking dust storms and shit. Have it like all plush inside there. Fucking, you know, have some like scandally clad stewardesses. Oh wait, you can't say stewardess this day and age, can you?
No. Air flight attendant.
Oh yeah, air flight attendant. Yeah, have some like scandally clad air flight attendants all up in that shit. You know, fucking serving you drinks and shit. That'd be dank as fuck, bro. Fucking have an orgy in that shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's the fucked up thing about business people, man. Like, you have all this shit. Why don't you do something with it?
He's got that level of money. He's got that level.
Yeah. That always blows my mind. Like, if I had fucking millions of dollars, let alone a billion, right? Like, the fuck, man? Like, my whole family could be taken care of. Not only could my own family be taken care of, but then I could throw fucking major cool-ass parties and, like, give it away. Dude, like, I live comfortably on, you know, less than 100,000 a year. And still at that point, I feel like I could be generous. Like when I go out, I tip 50 to 100%, you know, especially if I get drunk and shit.
It's crazy especially if you're, that most of the rich people don't even do that. They're the ones stuck at 10 to 15%.
Right?
I mean, their bills are a lot larger, but, you know.
Yeah, but so what? You know, so is the workload. The workload's so much, that much larger, right? I think give credit where credit's due and fucking, you know, hook people up, especially if you're at that level. Like, fuck, man. Again, like, you know, how much money do you need? How much money do you have to amass to be, like, successful? I don't think you really have to amass that much.
And then even at the other side, like, with this whole Trump issue, like, we have his tax returns. We know what kind of money he made. We know it's way more than the average person. Why does he feel that he has to lie and embellish how much he has?
Huh. I think part of it, too, with that New York Times piece, he felt like it was a hit piece. He was obviously embarrassed by it.
I agree.
So, you know, like, maybe there's that, too. Maybe there is a certain level of, like, he does feel like a failure in a certain extent. He wants to put up a front that doesn't really exist.
And I would agree on both sides of that, that it's very much a hit piece. And it's very much, you know, like, embarrassing, especially when not information he ever wanted to give out publicly.
But when you run for public office, I feel like it's fair game, you know.
Yeah, and it's,
you're putting yourself out there.
Unspoken rule for, you know, generations of presidential elections that all candidates would release them, but there is no law requiring them to.
What kind of risk would Donald Trump be taking by releasing his past 10 years of tax returns, other than the obvious, like I colluded with Russia?
I mean, the showing massive losses would destroy that whole idea that, you know, he's a good businessman. To show, you know, 20 years of straight losses, like, that changes the whole idea of everyone who voted for him. Like, oh, he can turn it around. He can help our country financially. What if he couldn't even help himself financially and it's just always lost? It's always in the red. I mean, would you trust that kind of man who can't manage his own finances to manage the country's?
Right? Seriously, damn. You know, fuck Russian collusion. There's your conspiracy there, like... Is Donald Trump actually a successful businessman? Everybody that's on the Trump train still, and I admit, I rode that thing for a long time. I'm very idealistic when it comes to America. So, like, Trump represented to me someone that was outside of the norm, outside of the normal, you know, swamp creatures. But it was very obvious quickly into his presidency that, oh, fuck, you're just a Goldman Sachs banker. You know, you're nothing more than a one percenter like the rest of them. I bet you were at a Bilderberg meeting. Go fuck yourself. You know?
And then now, even with the extra Mueller report stuff and them using executive privilege to stop the release of an unredacted report, it's even weirder. Just like the whole thing is like this weird show where he's like, I don't need to show it because nothing happened. And then when someone goes to show it, he instantly tries to stop it. You know, like shouts down this New York Times article about his taxes, uses executive privilege to stop Mueller report. I mean, like, is that something an innocent person does? You know, tries to stop the release of information?
Right? I don't know. I feel like, didn't he say he wanted the unredacted version of the Mueller report to be released?
Yeah. And then now they used executive privilege to keep it under wraps. They held the committee held the attorney general in contempt of court. So that's moving forward. The White House has advised the deputy attorney general not to testify to Congress, so he could be held in contempt now. It's just this whole shit show. They're actually calling it like a congressional like a constitutional problem that, you know, there's supposed to be checks and balances that the three branches of the government, judicial, legislative, and executive, are supposed to be equal. But, you know, in the current state, executive has a lot more power than the other ones.
And who can we blame for that?
Bush.
Exactly. George Bush
Obama
and fucking...
for not correcting the problem.
That absolutely. He continued it on. Obama continued on a lot of fucking bullshit. Like,
yeah, he's a neocon.
Monsanto bill. Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if neocon or like Democrat, Republican, I don't know if these things really exist. It's like looking at, you know, the English Parliament as compared to the royal family. It's all just a fucking smoke and mirrors game to hide from the American, or from the common man what's actually going on.
You're dead on, and I believe I'm just falling victim to that kind of, you know, that game where they want to label people, they want to put them into groups, so they want to separate and divide and conquer. You're dead on.
Fucking blows my mind, man. Like I hate like having political conversations with these people these days because they want to put you in some sort of. Like they want to ghettoize you based on your ideas. Like, oh, you're just a Republican. Oh, you're just a Democrat. I used to canvass for this 501c3 nonprofit called the Fund for the Public Interest. And I've always been kind of out there in my political views, but it was, you know, I always considered myself a liberal. You know, and I think up until that point, I think at that point in my life, I was registered independent because I felt very strongly about that even then. Like, fuck, you know, fuck the paradigm, you know, fuck the bipedal movement of America forward. It's just so much slower than having like actual four wheels on a vehicle, fucking each of which that differentiate fucking four wheel drive. Fucking, but everybody wanted to put me in, you know, everybody in this group wanted to put me into this like neocon place. Like, oh, you have these conservative ideas, therefore you're like a neoconservative. And I think that where these people were just so blinded was like the very organization that you're working for doesn't do anything but take advantage of people's emotions, plucking heartstrings, bringing to their doorstep some sort of emotional or like environmental cause or some socio-political cause where you donate money thinking that you're going to do something for that cause when in actuality you're giving money directly to the politicians. This happens super on the left, but the right is not fucking exempt from that. The right has their own shit. It's like the whole idea of a corporation being a single entity or a person. All that money is just being funneled from big business directly into the hands of politicians who then wipe their hands clean of all of the fucking regulations that they get rid of that just destroy our nation, especially environmentally. On one side, you have all this money collecting through people who want social change and are willing to give their big, their hard-earned bucks for it, including like Hollywood and a lot of left-leaning, what would you say, industries. Then you have fucking the right that's just like straight up big business, acting on things like what's that fucking thing that they're trying to repeal? Citizens United, you know, that whole idea that like a corporation has the right to vote with its dollars and represents a single entity. If anything that the Democrats are doing right currently, which is really going to change the playing field, I feel, is getting rid of Citizens United, making it something that's unconstitutional. Like that changes my opinion of things right off the bat. It goes to show you that things aren't black and white. Things could be good on both sides.
Or bad on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a glasses half full kind of guy. You know me, fuck. But definitely bad on both sides as well. Fucking, you could go back to Obama administration and be like, okay, this is a Democrat? No. Fucking, take away our rights? Fuck you. You know, take away our ability to differentiate between GMO and non-GMO food. Fucking prop up companies like Monsanto. Give money to the banksters who fucking, we should be able to compete with that. When fucking Citibank went tits up, we should have been able to buy that shit on pennies on the dollar. The average person should have been able to compete because that's free market capitalism. Yeah. But that obviously doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean, their stock went down to $1 per share, Citibank, $1 per share, and the government gave them $50 billion, and it went up to, like, 40 the same the next day. It's just, like, it's insane the amount of money that was just changed hands and was able to just shift like that. Like, everyone was bailing out on it. I think all their money was disappearing, and then just all government money came in and it all came back. It's just, like, how many people lost money just on trading that? I don't even know.
God damn, dude. That fucking blows my mind.
And it's just weird that like, supposed to be free market capitalism where the market decides, where your business idea decides, and all these businesses were supported when they made bad decisions.
Wow. Do you think that the American dream still exists? This idea that someone from humble, meager beginnings could, with the right amount of gusto and gumption, be able to become one of the one percenters?
Never. I mean, the more I research it, you know, I've been challenging people, you know, find me one person who came from nothing and built themselves up to a leader of industry, you know, and I can't. I'm not saying success. I'm not saying like sports star or like pop singer. I'm not talking about hundreds of millions of dollars here. I'm talking about, you know, billions of dollars. I'm talking about the guy who signs, you know, all the basketball players' checks. I'm talking about the record, industry guy who signs fucking Taylor Swift's check, you know, for millions of dollars. I'm not talking about Taylor Swift with her multiple mansions or houses. You know, I understand that's a huge level of success, and that's coming. You could build yourself up from somewhere real low, but to be able to set yourself up to a place of generational wealth, it's like, I don't think it's possible now, and I would dare to claim it's never been possible in this country.
You blew my mind today with Robert Kiyosaki, because that's the, if you guys out there in TV watching land don't know him, he's the writer of the book called Rich Dad Poor Dad, which is an incredible book. This is the idea of three really simple ideas. Number one, the idea being that rich people or poor people work for money, rich people make money work for them. The idea that the only way to come ahead is by taking some sort of risk. And the idea that we learn from our failures, and by learning from our failures, we eventually have some sort of success in our life. A very poignant book. And this is, I think Donald Trump and this guy are really good friends too. But you even look at his story, and you don't have to look deep. You can, it's not like looking at fucking Elon Musk and seeing that his dad is like a, you know, emerald miner from, you know, from old money that fucking
banged his stepdaughter.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Like, you know, just looking into Elon Musk's past, you're just like, oh god, you guys are just a bunch of fucking swamp creatures too. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, that's some old England money in there too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Straight up South African fucking. Ugh, I don't know. Anyways, fucking. But just the mere scam of writing self help books. You know, I wonder how many people actually were helped by Robert Kiyosaki's books. You know, how many people really came up from reading that information, and self-help books in general. Like, how many people like buy these books just to make some motherfucker rich, who they themselves don't really care about, like the lives that they've essentially stole from.
Yeah. Or wasted people's time and said they had a solution when they never really did. Or they told of their personal experience and not of actual advice, you know, like, and people confused the two. You know, that someone's personal experience is not the same as advice of that you should follow. Is, you know, like, your situation isn't always the same.
Wow. I feel like, that, you know, this has been said a lot lately, I think, in a lot of podcasts and even broadcast media, but the true way to like come to this like world peace would be that the golden rule, you know, do unto others as we would that others do unto us. If somehow collective consciously shout we could all just shout out to Jesus, you my nigga Jesus, hell yeah, you know, like if we could all just do that at once, how crazy the world would change. And even monetarily, economically, the dollar would be, or you know, currency rather, especially fiat currency, would be something so much different. It would truly be an energy that's used for a commodity, right? And we could all live in this utopia where like we all care about each other in a certain way. There's no need to worry about shit because everything is kind of taken care of. But I don't think that's possible.
And
I don't think,
especially in a current system, like, and you're talking about, you know, like in that sense, like, you know, the Jesus way. I mean, it's weird that our whole system of finance is based on debt, you know, our fractional reserve system, which, you know, in like, you know, Abrahamic religions, you know, well, maybe not Christianity, but definitely Islam or Judaism, you know, usury or charging interest is forbidden. So, I mean, like, to have a whole currency based on debt, which is usury, which is, you know, like interest being paid, like is crazy in itself. I mean, for those religious senses.
Huh. Does Israel practice usury? Usury?
They do not charge percentage to another Jew, only to a Gentile, a non-Jew.
Which is not forbidden by their religion.
They interpret it as such.
Because the Goy are just slaves to their cause.
Yeah, Muslims on the other hand do not charge interest to anyone. And Muslim banks do not charge interest on loans. They do charge fixed rates. You will pay us, you know, $1,500 for the, you know, like $1,000 we lent you or whatever the hell there is. But in the end, you could say, well, that's a percentage. But no, it's fixed rate at the beginning. You know, at the very beginning, they tell you what you're paying. There's no.
Yeah, if you don't pay over a certain amount of time, it's not going to change.
Yeah, there's no compounding anything. You know,
plus you gotta pay for your infrastructure too. I wouldn't put that past anybody. That's fucking awesome. The more I hear about like Islamic religion, I'm like, goddamn, you know, Christians wish you guys could be like you. I think that's why they're trying to fucking vilify them so bad, because they're the conservatives that, you know, they're the conservatives that they want to be. But in the current society, especially in America, they can't be that. They're not allowed to be that anymore. They're essentially vilified for that. Yeah. Like, we're the first ones to hate gays, and it's like, nah, fuck you, right? Oh, but let's kiss the feet of the Muslim who hates gays and throws them off the buildings and fucking stones them. I can't even talk shit about that. You know what I mean?
It's like the guys who hate gays getting mad for someone who's doing something about it.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. And then all the while, you have feminists that are just like, Allah Akbar!
Oh, wow.
You know? Fuck. So, by the way, God is great. And hail victory.
As we're getting into Muslims, I sent you an article right now. It's from Forbes. Israel retaliated against Palestine for a cyber attack. The Palestine hacked the Israel, and they responded by blowing up the building that they thought this hack was coming from. Like, it's the first time in history that a cyber attack has led to physical warfare. The first time ever.
Fucking God.
It's a new move in the world. Like, immediate physical retaliation. Fucking... Like, that's even what, like, the Forbes article says. It could change modern cyber warfare, given that, you know, it has been met with immediate physical retaliation.
What the absolute fuck? Okay, cyber warfare met with actual destruction and bombing.
Yeah. They changed a bit, and they dropped bombs. Like, that's what the fuck happened.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, really, that's insane. Like, they were sending propaganda messages. It's like they fucking like hacked over their missile defense system or something. I would understand, like, it was a military attack, but no, this is like propaganda attack.
That's fucked up. Like, and if you look at Israel, you know, one of their largest industries currently is cybersecurity. Yeah, that fucking says a lot, right? What the fuck? What happened to all your fucking cybersecurity experts? Come on, BB, step it up, bitch. Like, and then you're going to...
That wasn't a missile. That was advanced firewall, you know?
Oh, God, you fuck. That's fucked up, though. Like, an infiltration into, you know, your cyber network, essentially. Your cybernetic network.
And all the networks have a story similar to this. Like Wired magazine has an article, you know, how does this change, you know, like the warfare, this is a new step, like in society. There were, you know, like there's like physical violence because like immediately by a government, by a military over something done on the internet.
That's legit. If I ever fucking get catfish, I'm going to shoot the motherfucker in the face because that's what you do, right?
Yeah, I mean, Israel's allowed to do it, and the U.S. government didn't say shit, so what the fuck?
Fuck yeah, bro. Fucking, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go to fucking Nigeria and start capping motherfuckers because they'd be stealing Bitcoin by fucking love romance, you know, romance scandals and shit.
For real? We should have attacked Nigeria a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, exactly,
all
dude.
All the Nigerian prince is going to die.
Right? They're all up in our shit, bro. Fuck your juju. We coming for you, bitches.
Yeah.
That's right, Nigeria.
Yeah, fuck around. Nigeria. Fuck you in the ass.
Right? You got fucking, you got like 1 gig of RAM rocking some shit you found in a pile of fucking trash. You fucking get on, you know, Match.com trying to fucking steal people's Bitcoin. Yeah, we coming for you, bitches. Fuck yeah. Now we can fucking drop dirty nuclear bombs on your shit because you're fucking hacking us. And I does that even count? Maybe I'm going too far with this, but does like scam? Do you think scamming would count on the same level, or would BB be okay with that? BB be like, nah, you know, these Palestinians, they're just trying to make a little bit of money.
I don't know.
The moment that you flip a bit, the moment you fucking fuck with someone's DDR3 with Rowhammer and shit, just to like fucking spread a little bit of propaganda about, you know, Allah Akbar and shit. Fucking God is great. Shout out to my Muslim Brotherhood. Fuck that. First Twitch fucking censors us for fucking playing like proprietary shit fucking modern disco music. Now they're gonna fucking ban us for fucking promoting the Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, Jesus. I don't mean it, by the way. If the federal government's listening, I don't mean it. Total joke. It's sarcasm.
It's cool, man. It's cool. We really like this place. Don't worry.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But Israel, on the other hand, I'm not fucking moving there. Fuck them. What the fuck is this shit? Like, wow.
Now, can you consider it an ethnostate, considering that you could convert to Judaism and then you'd be in?
I don't know if you can.
I'm pretty sure you could. I feel like...
I think if you don't have natural born citizenship or family citizenship, you can't just move there.
Really? So you couldn't, like, convert for a couple of years, cut off your dick skin, and then move over?
No, I think you would have to have a sponsor or something if your parents weren't Jewish.
I'll tell you what, though. I would never, for any Abrahamic religion, cut off my dick skin. Fuck you. I'd rather that shit harden so I could use it as a shot glass for my girlfriend in the future when I'm like 65. Yeah, no?
No.
Fuck that, though. I don't know. I'm going to say it here first. I'd rather go to hell than be circumcised. Because, like, you lose a lot of fucking feeling in your dick, man. What am I going to do? Fucking build a house with that shit? Nah, I'm going to fucking fuck pussy and make babies and shit. Shout out to those procreators out there. I'm all about you. Fucking make babies. But don't abort them. We got to let them suffer in this world. That's like a true conservative would say. It's, you know, the human plight, right? Like, fucking, we might as well go the distance as far as suffering and anguish is concerned. That's the true human experience. If no one has a chance to actually experience pain, then how then can they truly experience humanity? That's the humane thing to do. Allow for the experience of pain. Putting them out of their misery, it's too good. It's too easy. Keep the baby comfortable.
I'll give you another awesome example.
All right.
The Israel Supreme Court recently ruled that it's okay to shoot unarmed protesters.
Israel says this? What the fuck?
Yeah. So, I mean, is the pain okay then? You know, the way of pain?
Depends on if you're Muslim or Jewish.
But, I mean, maybe I'm going way too hard on Israel this time, you know? But, I mean, it's just these...
I don't know, man.
Both these news stories, like, really just kind of really went up high, you know, recently on most things on Reddit, on fucking CNN, on, you know, Fox anti-Jew news. But, I mean...
This goes hard, dude. Did you say Fox is anti-Jew?
They're not really, but...
Not at all, dude. Fucking... You don't watch Fox News as much as I do, man. They're absolutely Zionist,
true,
you know?
True, but it's everyone who you know, like all the KKK guys, they're watching Fox News at home or their trailer parks.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like the modern white supremacist is more of a socialist.
InfoWars.
InfoWars is a Zionist propaganda outfit as well.
Shout out to Alex Jones.
Shout out to Alex Jones. You know, he can't fucking he can't admit that the 1% and the Bilderberg group and you know, all of these like elite 1%ers tend to be Jewish. He can't admit that there is such utter, how would you say, hypocrisy, Israel-Palestine paradigm, that, you know, it's a bad example for the rest of the world and for Jews as a whole. Like, Nazi Germany was an absolute travesty, right, in the treatment of Jewish people in internment camps during that time. Fucking, why the fuck would you as a country want to do the same thing to any other people? So what if they're a different religion? So what if they're a different nationality? That's the point. Like, you but could say I have that.
A point. Okay. Why is the Holocaust taught in schools, but the story of how a people go from being genocide and massively oppressed and hated throughout their homeland of Eastern Europe to controlling majority of industry throughout the world? Like, how's that story not told?
Yeah, huh? I don't know, man. What about, like, Russia, too? Like, 60 million of their own people killed in the name of Mother Russia. Talk about, like, really crazy, you know, protocols of, like, one step back. Like, you're walking forward and someone that's behind you moving forward in formation perceives you hesitating at one point. Bullets to the back of the head, you done. You know, just such crazy brainwashing. God, fucking socialism, voted in, fucking shoot your way back out, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know, man.
The state doesn't give back power. When do they ever, like, you know what? We don't want to look over this stuff anymore. Someone else can do it. When has the government ever said that?
Yeah, you know, you voted in this nanny state, and we're totally taking over right now, but. We were just looking out for your best interest. Oh my god!
Yeah, and you could never check or balance them or anything, because obviously, like, checking the Pentagon's budget has gone disastrous. You know, trying to get a balanced budget is impossible in this country. Money goes missing. It's like that's how it works in this system. If we gave the government more power, what's going to happen?
Well, it doesn't matter at this point. Like, the government could totally be out. You know, we could have the most shrunken, most, like, you know, compact government possible. Now what we have to worry about is all these large corporations, like, taking care of the narrative for us. For example, Walmart, you know, bringing their smoking age to 21. They won't sell you a pack of cigarettes in the next month or so if you ain't 21. Like, who the fuck determines that? You know, granted, I don't think smoking is the best thing for you, but it should be up to the individual to decide what's good for them and what's not.
And the reality of it is it was probably a group of like 20 men, 12 men, you know, all very rich, all over the age of 50, all large stockholders. And we don't get to know their names. We don't get to talk about them. They're just known as Walmart. The board of Walmart decided. Like, we have to talk about like an imaginary fucking person with no accountability. And we don't even get to talk to the fucking person who's trying to tell us this is how we have to live our life now. Like, it's just, it's so baffling.
The government treats it as one person, too. Imagine that. Fucking how big is Walmart, you know? Like, a global entity, right, that fucking spans the globe, that fucking brings cheap Chinese goods to the convenient ghettos and suburbs of fucking modern America, South America, Central America. Fucking, you know, that's one person. Fuck you, that's one person. That's $1 billion organization that fucking controls the narrative. But that doesn't. Citizens United doesn't matter in this situation. You fucking have that much money, that much power, that much clout. Do anything from clout, fucking. You know, you can't fight against that. And then determining what we, you know, what the people, what's good for the people, you know. Oh yeah. Who the fuck cares? Fucking let the kids smoke. Fucking hand out cigarettes at school and shit. Fucking it should be your decision.
I mean, it definitely shouldn't be someone else's decision. And then I decided to Google it real quick. And like I'm shocked that the board of Walmart is 20 board members. It is 20 people. Like, we act like Walmart is millions of people and this is a huge machine, just can't be stopped. No, it's 20 fucking people making those decisions. 20 of them. And that's it. I mean, we should probably read off their names so people can be mad at these people. Can fucking, you know, when they show up at your restaurant, fucking spit in their food. Fuck these people. You know, they're right. The ones screwing you. It's not Walmart, some fucking monster, some anonymous fucking beast of a company. It's these 20 people that sit in this boardroom and make these decisions on how to rip off their customers and how to rip off their employees and how to change policies to affect your life.
Right. And who in these corporations is found accountable when the law is broken, you know, and people's rights are violated? Who's found accountable? It's not any of those board members. It's not fucking Sam Walton. It's not any of the numerous amounts of, you know, of family members who've had that money exchange hands for fucking God knows how many years. No one. It's just like money fucking, it absolves you from any sort of culpability in life, and it allows you the power to exact social change on the world. Fucking bar none. Oh, and by the way, you don't have to pay taxes. Just follow Trump's fucking playbook. Just take a loss. Take a loss. You can ride that shit off in your taxes. Fuck it. You good.
And then even more on that, Trump then tweeted, well, why I did that is because everyone was trying to maximize their losses because they were trying to minimize my taxes. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But he just admitted to fucking lying about his income then to hide taxes. Like, that's not good. That's fucking, you're still ripping me off. You're ripping me off. The guy had to work his whole life. You're ripping me off.
Well, what he literally does is what a lot of businessmen do, including, and we're talking about this with the 5-Hour Energy guy, right? This is, you know, their entity, their company makes so much, right? And is worth so much, apparently. But then they cut themselves a salary. So it's like, no matter what losses the business takes, their family, their, you know, their personal being, all their shit's taken care of because they've already cut it out and a year's salary for themselves. Boom. You know? Oh, and then I wrote the rest off of my taxes. Fucking, you file a normal 1040 and you're fucking good to go. Like, talk about fucking Trump card. Jesus fucking Christ.
Man, we're just debt slaves. Just debt slaves.
This verbose should be called morose.
Morose motherfuckers in here. Get it together. Yeah, I mean, and everyone shouldn't get too depressed. The odds are stacked against you. The game is rigged. But you can still make millions. You can still get a Ferrari. You can still have multiple houses. You can have all those things. You're not going to be able to hang out with Bill Gates and, like, you know, own a castle. I don't know.
What do you think of his whole thing with what the fuck? What's that thing Alex Jones always talked against? Fucking with genetic human involvement in the genome. Fuck, what did he call it? Shout out to Alex Jones, by the way.
Alex Jones.
Fuck. God damn it.
Something about human genome project or something.
No. It's like all the elites over the years wanted to influence.
Eugenics.
Eugenics, thank you. You were trying to explain to me the other day that eugenics isn't as bad as Alex Jones makes it out to be.
Yeah, eugenics, because like he makes it seem like it's trying to eliminate poor people. I mean, like existing people now. And it is true, it's trying to eliminate people, but it's trying to eliminate future people. Like, it's trying to make poor people breed less. And that's really all eugenics wants. Like, it wants poor people to breed less so there's less poor children. Like, and overall, that sounds like a good goal, you know? But
Interesting.
But, I mean, I don't know, a good goal in the sense, because who wants children suffering? It's a good spin on it. But, you know,
I do. But I don't know abortions. Children must suffer. That's reality. No?
Maybe. And, I mean, and I guess it's just like, you know, like tough situations build tough people, you know, and people, babied people, you know, turn into monsters and turn into fucking spoiled people and demanding and entitled. And
that's absolutely right. And that's the problem with poor people in America. We have the most entitled poor people in the world. You know, it's like, oh, you're poor, you're a single mother, you have fucking 6, you know, to 12 kids. Let's give you monies to support you. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a poor, you know, family in Guatemala, you're living in a pueblo, like in an old cobblestone building. You know, you're living off of the chickens that you are lucky enough to have, and you're like eating their eggs and making really simple soups and stuff, and picking herbs from the forest. Like, the poor people here don't have that concept. It's like, you know, I'd like to eat something healthy, but McDonald's is cheap, right?
Yeah.
Or fucking, I would get, you know, I would find a man so that I could, my family could be complete, but, you know, the government's my daddy, you know, the government's my baby daddy, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that we should experience hard truths in our lives. I think that that's what's absolutely lacked. Like, you look at the industrial, in some ways, making America great again is just making America suffer again. Like, if you look back to the 50s and like child labor and things like that, and fucking
and black people having separate bathrooms,
right? And fuck, reparations, by the way,
it was fucked up then.
I believe in reparations. Or like fucking steel workers, you know, you see those old pictures of steel workers who are like on these, you know, 40-foot, you know, high rises where it's just in beams and they're hanging on
standards.
Yeah, exactly. They're hanging on to like fucking large metal cables with their bare hands, no fucking harnesses or nothing. They're just fucking like these are the people who sculpted America in the most harsh of conditions. Talk about strength, you know, and yeah. I'm talking about physical strength.
Good thing they didn't have jet fuel when they were up on those beams, right?
What do you mean?
Because, you know, jet fuel melts right through that shit.
Whoa, this just in from NecroTurge. Fucking Palestine just sent 600 rockets into Israel. Do you have a fucking, if you're listening to this, brother man.
Got some Iron Dome action, something?
Oh, what? That would be fucking crazy if they did blow up the Iron Dome. Dude, don't, that would be fucked up, bro. that would be the destruction that we need to rebuild the Third Temple. Shout out to my boy Adam Green, no more news.
The Iron Dome is the missile defense system that protects Israel, that they shoot missiles out of the sky with.
Oh, I was thinking about the Dome of the Rock, my bad. Leave it to the Jews to bomb someone over cyber shit. Yeah, for real, dude. It's bullshit. Like, I'd say fight fire with fire, you know? Even if you look back at, like, the Old Testament, it was eye for an eye. It's not like, I hacked you, so, you know, you get your ass blown up. That's fucked up, man. Like, God, if every hacker fucking got a missile in his ass, fucking, you know, technology wouldn't progress in such a way. And again, I concede to the former idea that Israel's supposed to be the leader in cybersecurity. You guys fucked up. And you guys just butthurt, so you fucking kill a bunch of innocent women and children, I bet. You know, fuck you.
For sure, they definitely killed innocent. There's definitely no way they got only the fucking perpetrators.
For probably the action of like a very small group. Like, what does Palestine have technology-wise? Who do they have that within their ranks that is like that advanced, you know?
Someone smarter than fucking all of Israel's cyber force and fucking...
Shout out to Palestine. Fucking straight Palestine. The gay Israel. And Egypt, you guys are fucking bisexual as fuck. Get it together. Damn, they snap on didn't take weeks. They literally just popped in to say, surprise, motherfucker. That's from NecroChurge, a.k.a. Enchanter. Shout out to our homie Enchanter. Fucking changing gears just a little bit here. Fucking, we always fucking give shit to Alex Jones. What about that John McAfee motherfucker?
Psycho. Fucking psycho. And he murdered that bitch. He murdered that bitch in Honduras, wherever the fuck he was. He did, and then he ran. Fucking,
you think?
Murdering psycho retard.
Why did he murder that bitch? Why did he murder that bitch? What was that all about?
Probably just because he was coked out and she stole part of his stash or some of his money or something.
I can just fucking see that. I don't know if I brought this article up before, but I wanted to talk about it because I actually kind of read through it a little bit. So it was, I think it was a month ago, John McAfee was dismissed by Skycoin, which is probably some other bullshit shit coin. Who gives a fuck about it? But literally, his dismissal was over tweets, and I'm not sure if these tweets are legitimate or not. And if we got any Aussies listening, and you gotta fucking hit me up with this info, because I've heard about shit similar to this in Hawaii, but y'all take it too hard if this is the case. So this is the tweet from Synth, the creator of Skycoin. We had to sever our relationship with McAfee after irresponsible tweets about whale fucking. Now, I thought whale fucking was like, you know, like the idea of like bear and bull within like crypto trading markets. I thought, is this some sort of term? Is he trying to pump a coin or something? I don't know. So this is John McAfee's response. God, I love business bets. Okay, then here's the real story. Synth, founder of and CEO of Skycoin, feels strongly that human-whale intimate relations are non-consensual for the whale and therefore represent sexual abuse. I disagree strongly.
Like, I don't know. I kind of agree that whale fucking could be sexual abuse, but dolphin fucking might be okay. Like, dolphins might be into it.
I was just about to go there, bro. Exactly. Fucking, you go to Hawaii, man. People literally swim out into a cove, fucking find a dolphin, fondle it a little bit, and let it fuck them, or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen, like, videos. I mean, like, not that I was looking. Well, okay, maybe I was. But, you know, you see one thing, you gotta see the rest. But it's like...
Fucking know, A, dude. Yeah, it's like back in the day.
Dolphins are horny fucking animals.
Yeah, dude, fuck. And they don't mind fucking with humans. Fucking weird, man. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. So, I don't know. I might have to side on the side of John McAfee here. You go and fuck a whale, bro. Is it even gonna feel your small-ass dick?
What kind of whale?
And what hole? I guess it would be abuse if you're fucking like its air hole.
Yeah, like what if it can't breathe because of your dick? You know, like that's abuse, man.
Fuck. Fucking John McAfee, dude. He also came out recently to say that he's known all along who Satoshi Nakamoto is. And it's not one person. It's a group of Asians who created Bitcoin. Go fuck yourself, bro. Oh, you know who? The fucking... How do you have that? Is that the same inside information you had about knowing the back door to Apple iPhone? Fuck you, man. Like, you just spout out shit because you think you're cool.
Yeah, I don't even think he was smart when he made fucking McAfee antivirus. I feel like he made software to compete fucking with other products, and then he started releasing fucking like viruses only his would detect because he wrote it, so he would know it's to detect, and then profited. And then fucking he made money from Intel when they bought it. And it's just like, fuck, everybody just fell for his bullshit. Everyone fell for his bullshit.
Right, and that's the first shit I delete on a system. If, you know, if I pick up something that's like pre-built and it's got fucking McAfee on that shit, I'm deleting it. It's the most bloated piece of shit I've ever fucking installed. The only thing worse than McAfee fucking antivirus would probably be Norton.
Yeah.
That's the only thing worse.
And they've done the same thing. They've been found guilty in court of creating viruses themselves to sell more product.
Wow, fuck that. Shout out to ESET Nod 32. That shit's not bad. But at the same token, why the fuck would you use antivirus software? By the time it's added to their API, it's not day zero anymore. How the fuck are you going to protect from that shit?
Yep.
So, yeah. Go fuck yourself, antivirus. It's all about that SIG and fucking... Or STIG, I'm sorry, and security through obscurity. Fucking protect your ports, protect your router, change your fucking password on that shit. You know what I mean?
And
don't fucking
images.
Be a dumbass.
Take fucking images. Do you want to back up fast or you want to back up fucking over days? Hurry up. Take an image. Restore quickly. Boom.
Yeah, boom, you good. And fuck, man. People blow my mind, you know? And don't fucking look at shit without a proper ad blocker. And don't fucking click on shit. And shout out to my homie, you know, I don't want to fucking throw his name out there, but if you're really truly looking at those ads of like local girls in your area, your computer's fucked, bro. Don't, yeah, and your account's already been hacked. You probably have fucking more people that have your password to your email than you even fucking know. You better change your password. You better fucking ditch that email, create a new one, and stop looking at that shit. Don't go on Craigslist fucking trying to find some fucking hoe to suck your dick. Just saying. along the same lines of fucking John McAfee and crypto, there's this website that has been brought to my attention called GoSatoshi.com. I'm not promoting this. It's just kind of interesting to me. It literally has a countdown to when the identity of Satoshi Nakamoto will be released. And apparently it'll be released on this website in 5 days, 9 hours, 57 minutes, and 20 seconds and counting.
Damn, so we might know on Verbose 15. We might know who Satoshi Nakamoto is, the creator of Bitcoin.
Yeah, that'd be sick, man. I guess. Part of me doesn't really want to know. It's like the idea of, you know, the idea of legalization of marijuana past decriminalization. What would you rather have? Decriminalization, where it's not controlled by the government, yet it's not looked upon as something that's illegal? Or would you rather have something that's controlled by the government, taxed by the government, and you know, and then sold back to you at an exorbitant price than you would never ever pay in your life, and quality being determined in layers based on that, you know?
Yeah, and when do big business like fucking, you know, Philip Morris and shit get involved and start using tons of chemicals and a fucked up process and making sure that it's addictive so that you buy more? I mean, it happened with cigarettes. It's going to happen with weed then. I mean, it would be better to just be decriminalized and treat marijuana like it was dandelions or it was sage or it was fucking, you know, like it's just something that grows and just ignore it.
That's exactly it. Exactly. And the same thing with Satoshi Nakamoto. I like the idea that we don't know who the creator is. It's this, it gives more validity to me as Bitcoin as a security or as a financial entity. It's something that someone literally released into the world, a code base that created blockchains that are ever connecting, unchangeable, and viewable to the public, that that's there. It's there for the people to be a part of, to use, and to use for their financial stability. You know, it's something that's literally changed the world. We don't need a face to that. It's more of a revolution than anything else. And I think that to kind of unmask, unveil the creator of this is kind of, it cheapens the experience a little bit.
Yeah, the idea was to give freedom to the world, to be your own bank, to not rely on someone else to issue currency, that, you know, you could hold amount of currency, you could issue, you know, pieces of paper that represent, you know, what you're holding. I mean, it's just like the whole idea is to be your own bank. That is the original idea of cryptocurrency. And even speaking of Bitcoin, we're over 6,000 right now.
I was just looking. Holy shit, bro. We are over 6,000. That's fucking insane. One thing on that note, man. For the past 3 weeks, it has not dropped below 56. You know, I don't think that's the current floor to the network right now, but it's an indication of the rising tides. And we're at 6,048 currently. Holy shit. My wallet's looking really good right now.
Yeah.
Zcash is at 57. It's not looking so great. Litecoin staying above 70 at 73. I love Litecoin. Like, low transaction fees, really fast network, fuck around. Ethereum is, you know, sticking around 169. Bitcoin Cash, 286. Holy fuck, man. Wow. And that Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, $58. What do you think of that shit?
The Satoshi Vision?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't really like Bitcoin Cash either. So, like, it's good, I guess, that it forked and, you know, there's division there in that community, because I'd rather stick with the original Bitcoin.
There's some crazy division, too. Like, I think it was last week, there's this miner that popped up that took about 44% of the entire network for Bitcoin Cash. The name on this miner, Satoshi Nakamoto.
Damn.
Yeah. Fucking crazy, right?
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, if Satoshi Nakamoto does show up, he has like a million Bitcoin or something like that in a wallet. That means he'd have a million Bitcoin Cash. It means he'd have a million Bitcoin Vision. I mean, he owns a significant part of these blockchains.
Mm. Yeah, and then you have this whole, like, there's one fucking king controlling this shit again. It's just like, ugh.
Oh, not really. I mean, Coinbase has more than them. Gemini has more than them. The Winklevoss twins, I think, own more Bitcoin than anyone.
How about Binance?
Binance is, yeah, the largest exchange. I mean, they probably have, I mean, they said 7,000 Bitcoins was 2% of what they had. So,
and if you, for you folks out there that don't know, 7,000 Bitcoins is how many was stolen from them. And, you know, I'm going to reserve my judgment right for now. Like, if Binance literally comes out and pays people back because of, you know, they have the money to do so, even though, you know, much like other institutions like Coinbase, they literally guarantee your money back. Binance doesn't do that. But I think they made a public statement where they said that they were going to consider giving people their money back. And that, I'm sold. I'm going to trade on your platform. Otherwise, fuck you guys. Yeah, but I'll reserve my judgment. I'll reserve my judgment.
If they're being honest about the it was only 2%, they should be able to make that back just in trading fees within a couple of days to weeks, and then just, you know, sacrifice that, you know, that one time to, you know, keep the users. I think it'd be
exactly. People have been paying attention to that one wallet that stole it all too, and it looks like it's being laundered through several other wallets currently. There's shit going on with that, man. Yeah. What do you, who do you think it is, Russia or China?
Probably North Korea again.
Fuck.
They seem to love to take Bitcoin.
Right? Fuck. And they're good at it too. Jesus, how do you get the fucking API keys to Binance?
No, no. Shout out.
They probably talked to. Shout out to Kim Jong Il. Shout out to the
Kim Jong Un. Kim Jong Phil family. All them guys. Dennis Rodman.
Shout out to Dennis Rodman. Fuck yeah. Fucking. And fuck you, BB. Fucking gets reelected. The fucking Likud. You know, the Likud party. I feel like, you know, the Ariel Sharon days of Likud was probably a lot different. I don't remember back in the day him being so, like, I feel like people hated him because of his stance on Palestine. And he wasn't trying to, like, push this narrative of, like, Mashiach and rebuilding of the Third Temple and, like, you know, fucking Israeli, you know, ethno-state. I don't know. It felt more Middle Eastern back in the day. But I might be wrong. I'm probably fucking wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments below. If you're watching this at a later date, thank you for doing so. We are verbose.xyz. Little quick plug here. Fucking, we're found on many platforms. You can find us on YouTube, Twitch, also BitChute, DTube. We also have our own website, verbose.xyz. We have all of our content at verbose.xyz/mp3. Fucking, thank you for finding us, checking us out. The radical middle. I almost said mythical rattle.
Mythical rattle. The mythical rattle.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's what happens to your vehicle if your fucking fuel pump goes out. Fucking, yeah, fucking crazy shit in the news too, man. Another shooting in Colorado.
Yeah, it's supposedly one of them was transgender or something.
Yeah, one of the statements was like, fuck Christians who hate gays or something like that. I hate Christians who hate gays. Yeah. That was one of the comments.
And it was an 18-year-old male and a 17-year-old female, but was born male. The trans.
Is that the one that has black hair with the purple streaks or whatever?
I don't know. But I just read something somewhere. I don't know for sure. I wouldn't quote me on those.
Interesting.
But
one guy definitely looked like an emo faggot. Just saying.
Yeah, but outside Denver again, just kind of like, you know, Columbine.
Well, very close to Columbine. I want to say several, you know, not, you know, only a couple miles from Columbine. And that's just like suburbs, isn't it? It's not like anything. Fuck. It's not big city. It's not rural. It's just like straight like white people suburbs. Yeah, what the fuck is with that?
What the fuck's in the water over there? Like, is there lead paint that everyone's chewing on or something? Fuck.
Like, right? Fucking atrazine turning the freaking frogs gay? What the fuck is this shit, man?
Too much fluoride? You know? I don't know.
Right? Hey, I wonder if we'll get banned from YouTube that we're talking about Alex Jones all the time.
Probably.
Did you hear about that shit?
Really?
So, fucking, a lot of, what is it? Oh, wait, no, I guess it's on Facebook. My bad. But still, fucking, you know, birds of a feather. Regardless, like, Facebook recently banned, like, all of these conservative pundits. Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones' personal account. Just, like, fucking zucked them from the internet. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's another fucking example of a bloated corporation dictating the social narrative. Like, who the fuck made you the king of fucking speech? Same thing with you, Jack Dorsey. Fuck you. Like, this isn't about social, you know, I get it. You have this project or whatever, and you want to fucking sculpt the world in the way that you want it to be seen. But at the same token, you're creating a platform for freedom of speech. Why can't it just be that? Why can't you just provide communication for people?
Yeah. Why can't you just provide like a park where anyone can come and anyone can talk and everyone can be who they are? Why do you have to try to control the narrative? Why do you have to push it in direction? Why do you have to make it nice and clean for advertisers? Like, if why do you want the corporations to have so much input about our lives?
It's because they'll lose their government stipends. Look at Google. That shit was funded by the NSA. This idea of like, oh, we're going to start this internet company at the same fucking time that the NSA is creating initiatives to fucking gather information on, you know, essentially everyone. The American people. Yeah, exactly. Everyone.
How can we get everyone to type in what they want and what they like?
Talk about majorly, you know, programming the AI too. Like everyone's hopes, wishes, wants, and dreams just like typed in. And then that's the crazy thing too. Once you've typed into that search bar, it's already been added to the query. It's the algorithm is already fucking registering that. Like you type in like fuck the president or something like that. That's there forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Don't fucking sign into that shit. Fuck that. DuckDuckGo all day. Shout out to DuckDuckGo for real.
DuckDuckGo.
Fuck. And that's why I like these alternative platforms. DTube and BitChute, it feels like old YouTube, like back in the day where it was like legitimately what people were working, what people were looking at is what was trending, you know.
Yeah. Except on create AI to the, you know, people's opinions don't show all the way, you know.
Although BitChute is just like, it's like anti-Semitic land, you know. I talk shit about Israel, but I don't hate Jews.
Yeah.
God, man. There's some fucking shit on there that I'm just like, whoa. It's fun. I subscribe to every anti-Semitic motherfucker. If you're like a white supremacist, I probably subscribe to you. Because your shit's funny as fuck, my dude. It's so good. You don't get to see that so often, you know? Like, even Live Leak, I feel, has been so watered down. I used to go in there and fucking try to hang out, and like, people would call me a dean-do and shit. And I was like, those were the days, you know? Now it's just like, oh, well, we've gotten in trouble. We've got our hands slapped a couple times, so we have to keep it cool. We got to water it down. Fucking BitChute ain't there. You want to fucking see some real-ass shit. Check out, what is the channel? One of my favorite channels, Black Crimes Matter. Oh, my God. That's just a racist pile of awesome. And it's always this fucking, it's always these news clips of black people getting tased by white cops, like hardcore.
Fuck.
It's interesting. Yeah. That's the internet for you. And you know who I blame for that? Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and all these social engineering motherfuckers. Because what you did is you segregated us. You decided you're the moral superiority, and then everybody else is on this side. So now, instead of creating a platform that's all inclusive where everybody can share ideas and grow as a collective consciousness, you then segregate off a large contingency of the thought where people don't even have a chance to reform their opinion. Instead, it becomes echo chambers on either side. The fuck is that? Like, where's our platform for the fucking radical middle? Where's our platform where we can actually have, a town hall discussion where all sides are represented? That's true democracy. That's true freedom of speech. Fuck your fucking ghettoized fucking soundboard for fucking, you know, the nanny state. Go fuck yourself. We know you're funded by the government. We know that you're taking stipends. We know that you're fucking, all you care about is your billions. Bro, you look like fucking, the android from fucking Star Trek. What the fuck is his name? Yeah. Fucking.
C-3PO?
Fuck you, dude.
Data.
Data, thank you. Fucking, you look like Data ass motherfucker, dude. You need to go out, get some fucking sun. Go get a massage or some shit, bro. Fucking have your chick give you a blowjob. Do some yoga. Fucking smoke some weed or something. And fucking change your life a little bit, man. Because our lives shouldn't matter to you as much as they do. right? And whether or not I want to fucking watch Alex Jones and fucking feel my paranoia over the frogs being gay, that should be up to me, you know? Fucking, he was one of the biggest memes on the internet. And now, fucking, now you just have him, like, you've emboldened him. You've made people on the right hate you. You know, you've made these weird conspiracy theory nuts that have been collecting storable food and guns forever actually have a valid point. Fucked up, man. I don't know. Anyways, fucking get me fucking started on that fucking Alex Jones tip. I defend him to the death, but I think he's a retard. I may not agree with a word you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Amen, fucking,
brother. Amen, brother. That's right. Yeah. That monkey's beating on my hood. Sorry.
That was a good rant. That's a good way to end everything. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should kill. Are you saying we should kill ourselves?
Yeah, or that. But every show should end with a Miles rant. Every show.
Oh, fuck. Maybe one day. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've been on one lately, I guess. Shit's just weird, man. Shit's just weird. I would divulge other things, but, you know, the government's looking at me right now. And it's not for reasons you might think. I'm not a terrorist. But I'm going to be moving jobs. Finally, I'm not going to be fucked over by the man. I'm going to be fucked over by the government.
By the big man.
By the big man, yeah. Fucking. But I'm going to spread my cheeks wide. Fucking insert fucking peen here. Just use lube, please, daddy government. But I'm actually very excited what I'm going to be doing. And I think that it's going to be a whole new opportunity because I'm going to be more involved in software side of things as opposed to just a fucking hardware monkey. And I'm going to say this publicly right now. Fuck CompuCom. If you ever watch this, go fuck yourself. You guys are nothing more than fucking Geek Squad, okay? You're Home Depot's version of Geek Squad. You get these major contracts that you just fucking sit on and then you ride policies so that you can fucking somehow like make a buck or two. And then your actual company is just fucking sold off like a prostitute in a deep, dark corner of the dark web from fucking businessman to businessman, totally fucked. And as you go along, experiencing the entropy along the way, each time shedding off a little bit more until eventually you guys aren't going to fucking exist anymore. No one fucking wants a bullshit tech company. They're a fucking dime a dozen. I could create my own tech company and in a fucking day do fucking way better than you guys do and provide a better service and better care, you know, and better management and better leads. Go fuck yourselves. Is that too many rants?
Damn.
Yeah, and anybody out here listening that wants tech, don't fucking work for CompuCom, especially this, you know, the subsection of Excel. Don't work for them. You want to have like an actual legitimate experience? Fucking work for any other contractor. Take a fucking 18-month or 8-month or 5-6-month contract somewhere just to get your feet wet. Don't fucking work for some bullshit company that doesn't A, care about what you do, or B, know anything about tech. I feel like in tech there's these like there's a large contingency of people that just get a contract or they get like a clearance or something like that, and they become these fake techs where they just sit on their hands and be like, oh, I don't know. But I'm allowed to be here because I'm entitled to. What the fuck is that? You know, at least put a little bit of effort. Not only put a little bit of effort, you fucking work in tech. You should be fucking at home fucking nerding out, creating your own cluster or network, you know, figuring shit out and taking the experience to like do something cool. You know, you get to work with fucking computers for fuck's sake. You literally are at this point where you're on the cusp of having the power to take an inanimate entity with the utmost of potential and program it to do whatever you want. Literally taking ideas and putting them into fruition. Like, that's what computing really is. It's being able to do whatever you want. I don't think there's really, especially in the human existence, comparatively, you know, there's really no limit to it. Sure, like network bandwidth and like bandwidth in between devices within a system, but like.
And Israel might blow you up for it.
Right? Don't fucking hack Israel. Don't do it. You know, you might want to, bro. You're going to fucking use a VPN, fucking get in there, you know, watch that Israel porn, you know. But fuck that. You don't want in. But you're going to end up with a drone strike on your house. It's fucked up. Ugh. Well, fuck. Do you have anything to say, Kraft, or am I just fucking stealing the show tonight?
No, that's great. It's great.
Word. Well, fucking A. I mean, what else can I say, man, other than, you know, fucking straight Palestine, bisexual Egypt. The gay is real.
Gay is real.
You guys fucking take it back. Take back those missiles, you fucking assholes. And realize that all life is important. All lives matter, especially your neighbors. Be kind to your neighbors. Fucking shout out to Alex Jones. We'll have you on the show anytime. You're a fucking retard. Way to sell out, you know, your actual fan base for fucking government. Do you remember that time when you were bipartisan? Yeah, me too, bitch. Now you're fucking on this Trump train, even though he's selling out the American people on the daily. And I'm sorry, if you thought like I was this good Trumper, I apologize. I am not.
Trump's not a real conservative. He's gone against everything the conservative party was supposed to be for. He's gone against their values. Republicans don't believe in having multiple wives and fucking everything you can see. That's not supposed to be values right there. That's supposed to be done to be able to profit off anything. You're supposed to have a good idea and push forward with it and define success, not rip people off at every step, not fucking lie about your assets, not lie about your fucking history. That's not the fucking what the conservatism is supposed to be about. It's not republicanism.
That's exactly right. Maybe it's republicanism, but it's definitely not conservatism. Fucking, yeah. Anyways, I had fun tonight. Thank you guys for joining us. Again, we are verbose.xyz. Hit us up every week. Tonight we were late. We started about an hour late. There's some traffic issues out there and some other shit. But we start about 10 o'clock Mountain Time. Definitely feel free to join in the conversation. Subscribe to our Twitch channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hit us up on DTube or BitChute. You know what? Actually, no. You don't have to fucking do it if you want. Don't listen to me. If you like what we do, fucking support us. If you don't, whatever. That's on you. But the people that won't win, that are in the middle, we're the ones that are actually fucking holding together for fucking the world, okay? You want to fucking play this this side or that side? You already fucked up. You're the problem. Just saying. Anyways, love you guys so much. Thank you for fucking joining us. And we'll see you next time. Peace out, y'all.
Peace.